This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we amplified what we found in the Bible about Timothy's early life in Lystra. Now let's amplify the second point in our outline, his call and gifting for ministry. Paul clearly saw the potential in Timothy's life, and what he discerned the brethren in his home church confirmed. When Paul recruited him, the brethren in his church and Paul prophesied over Timothy, laid hands on him, and anointed him with gifts to serve God. It doesn't spell out what those gifts were, but as he had opportunity, he exercised the gift of teaching, helps, and administration. He clearly had a shepherd's heart. After being anointed and commissioned, he began his life of service, traveling with Paul and Silas throughout Turkey, Greece, and eventually Rome and the Middle East. Next, look at point three. He developed by observing and experiencing the challenges of serving God. It must have been somewhat confusing to him when the Spirit hindered Paul from ministering in Bithynia and Mysia. When they got the call to go to Philippi and began ministering there, he saw them beaten and locked in prison. He also saw them facing persecution in Thessalonica and Berea. On the other hand, he witnessed wonderful conversions and miracles of deliverance. In fact, he was involved in teaching alongside of Paul and Silas. He proved himself faithful, so much so, Paul sent him on a mission to Thessalonica to answer any questions they had and encourage them in the face of reports of the persecution the team faced. His gifts became evident, and his impact increased.